The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:05 in the morning. Gosh, September the 10th. Let me write that. Let me make sure that's right. Yep, September the 10th, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room, and let me see. I'm in there. Let me see who else just jumped in. Oh,
Good morning, Niners.
Go Niners is there. Yep, I guess you all are happy after yesterday. They just whacked the Green Bay Packers. Not that we watched football that much, but Linda says, hey, I want to learn about football. More about football. So we watched the
Denver-Pittsburgh
game.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it last night.
Well, I used to love... Yeah, we're all off sync, but who cares? Because it's Monday morning. It's the day before 9/11, and, you know, we're just walking around just like normal folks. And when we think back on tomorrow, our journey will do a lot of tribute to We Must Remember When. Speaking of remembering when, this Pittsburgh Steelers must have been in late 70s when they were...
The steel curtain.
And they played on grass and in the snow, and they get muddy, and they were just so... They were just... I felt like I was watching the gladiators rolling around in this mud, and I just love that. And I just kind of got so commercialized to me after that. So I thought, okay, this year I think I want to try to pay more attention to the games, the teams, and the playoff.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't really watch football that much. But we'll watch if you want to, if that's to see all that. And we got a lot of things to talk about today. We've got Health and Human Services in here talking on it. Of course, we have Bad Bob.
Good morning.
And where are you going to be tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow, as I've done for some years now, I'll be helping over at the observance at the giant flag alongside Interstate 5. They'll be holding a memorial right at sunrise. The Enterprise High Starship will be there. There'll be remembrances of that's happened. And this is the 10th anniversary of that big flag going up.
It was
dedicated on the first anniversary of 9/11, so it's very significant to the citizens of Reading.
So what time does that go?
That will start at just before 7 o'clock, about 6:45. The music starts, and then it actually kind of coincides with the sunrise. So some gorgeous pictures as the sun comes up behind the flag.
Great. Okay. We have, you know what? We've got things we have going for tomorrow also for 9/11 that we need to talk about. But let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Steve Medag. Good morning, Steve.
Good Monday morning to you. Stocks opened to the downside following last Friday's disappointing jobs data, and as investors turned cautious ahead of the FOMC's policy decision this Thursday. The Dow's currently off 11 points at 13,294. S&P's down a half a point at 1437. NASDAQ's down 8 points at 3128. Some of the most active stocks this morning, Qualcomm up 25 cents at 62.14, Caterpillar up 17 cents at 88.27. Stocks of local interest, we have PG&E unchanged at 43.47, and North Valley Bank unchanged at 13.55. For the commodities, we have gold that is off $2.50 at 17.33, silver off 8 cents at 33.57, and crude oil down 62 cents, 95.80. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Steve, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And you can go down and visit them on Park Marina Drive. Now, it's not easy trying to find out what's going on Wall Street. So why don't you go listen to the experts here, Steve Medak and Josh Wiley and all the rest of the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It's Monday, September 10th. It is 7:10 in the morning. We'll be right back.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulation. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Hi, I'm Randy Jensen, Executive Director of the Louis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, a nonprofit organization founded in the name of a local businessman, husband, father, and professional golfer whose life was lost to leukemia all too soon. Our mission is to raise funds to support enhancing male cancer care in the North State. To that end, we are holding the first annual Louis Shootout Golf Tournament September 28th and 29th at Gold Hills Golf Club. This will be a par 3 shootout with closest to the pin and hole-in-one prizes. If you're interested in participating, please visit our website at lmmf.net.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Ooh, good morning. It's Monday. How are you? The 10th of September. 60 degrees outside. Are you? Do you have the oxygen tank on? Seven 7:13 in the morning.
Because of the fire, or just
yes!
something else?
Well, both. But I just found myself just not sleep. You know, after a certain point, usually we have one of those machines that we have recently with the fire. Is it
air purifier?
It puts
ionizes the air.
Yes, thank you. And it really does make a difference. We didn't turn it on last night. Course you find out, you know.
Well, you've got 3,800 acres of flame, according to the paper in Trinity, and they're expecting containment by Wednesday, but 3,800 acres of Stafford fire, and still it was 15% contained at Sunday. However, they think they can get it all done by Wednesday, and they've got Morgan Hill, Wildwood, Wild Thing on Nelson Road. All these have been evacuated, so that's why it's so much, you know, we looked up at it. We thought it was you thought it was a thunderhead coming in, you know, last week. And then you realize this is a lot of smoke and it's going up fast.
Well, we wanted to talk a little bit this morning about a couple things. Football and the campaign to run for presidency. Peyton Manning, that was really amazing. It's so great to see really sportsmanship where you've got the other team that run across the field after the game and just like, buddy, It's amazing that you've come.
The Steelers came up to Manning and shook his hand and everything. This guy hasn't played for like 600 days or something. He hasn't played an entire year, 4 neck operations, and came out and played and beat a real good team yesterday.
He's the type of guy, I think, I don't know him, and I haven't really studied him, but I'm thinking that he's the type of guy that has the spirit inside of him, that football is his life, and he's like, after 4 operations, some would say, oh, I'm done, and I think he had to. And I don't even think it's about the money. I don't think it's about the money. I think it's because he has to. It's like
he still says, I've got games left in me, and I tell you what, if he plays like he did last night, the Denver could be a contender.
That's why I'm kind of talking about football and the run for presidency, because, you know, here's Mitt and Ann Romney. I'm not going to do it again. And then they go, how could we not? And so after, you know, we've asked our listeners last time, and I really don't think that, I think maybe people were a little burnt out, but I would like to hear from you. Did you watch the RNC? Did you watch the DNC? What did you think? How do you feel? What are you doing about it?
Well, you know, Obama got a little bump afterwards, so in the polls, but you expect that same thing that happened with Romney. However, you know, it's just, I still go back to the thing is the economy. You know, there was an article in the paper today, a Record Searchlight, two people writing. He says, if you remember the way it was in 2008 and this business, Lehman Brothers was going under and the whole world was going to collapse, which was, of course, an overstatement. Absolutely an overstatement. And what about General Motors and Chrysler? They would have just crashed and gone away. No, they wouldn't have. They would have gone to bankruptcy. They would have redone their loans. They would have redone the whole thing. They'd still be there. But let's talk about Ford. Ford was out there having exactly the same problems, took not 1 cent from the government, and is thriving today, and GM has not paid us back. So you've got that. So, you know, Romney running, I don't know, I guess you can tie it into something like, hey, I'm coming back again because I have something to give. Yeah, I think that's a good thing. And speaking of having something to give, the Asphalt Cowboys had a huge fundraiser, of course, this weekend, raising money for their
barbecue.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, we went through there,
and the
Marines were there, and
the cuties.
But the I don't know how many thousands of dinners they must have prepared because they had it going big, and you could just, it was a drive through, and it only took you like about 5 minutes to get through, and we came in and said, this is going to take a long time. Longest time was trying to get the top hand Gordon Bach from he was standing on our hood directing traffic, so I said, Gordon, get off the hood of the truck.
He was doing a cleavage check.
You don't even want to see the look on my face right then.
Can I save you by saying go Niners?
Go Niners! Hey, what do you think about them Cubs? Lost their 15th game in a row.
Good morning! Hey.
They beat last year's Super Bowl champions yesterday, that from the chat room.
Who was that?
I hope that go Niners will mention. I'm not a football fan personally. I mean, when it gets to
but
the
we
Super
said
Bowl.
That already. We already talked about the Niners.
Okay.
We already said they beat Green Bay.
Okay, well, go Niners. I was.
You don't pay attention, do you?
Well, I was. I have many things here to take
care of. Okay. Anyway.
Just here to bail you out. They beat the Super Bowl champion from 2 years ago, the Packers. Last year's Super Bowl champions were beaten by the Dallas Cowboys. The New York Giants fell to the Cowboys on Wednesday, which made Judy Maxwell extremely happy yesterday.
We love Judy.
And the Super Bowl champions from 3 seasons ago, the New Orleans Saints, were upset by Washington 40-32 yesterday.
Oh,
so
good. We need to have a little bit of a sports. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Well, you know, how are y'all feeling about y'all? I started talking about Judy Maxwell. Y'all.
Got anything else, Bob, as you just walk in here? I guess you don't, though, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to take a break right after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Oh, yeah! The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs.
Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Ready and Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Ready and Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yeah, right there with Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great ice drinks when it gets hot today. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They do a lot for our city. Joe and Shelley do with Tobacco and Brew. Veterans get discounts, free meeting room there. They do a lot, and they've been doing a lot for over three decades. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Looks like we're going to have a sunny day today with temperatures around 92, clear tonight with temperatures around 61. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow, 93, and tomorrow night, a clear of 59. Looks like Wednesday's going to be our hot day with 96. Temperatures Wednesday night around 62 and Thursday hot with a 97. So all of our evenings this week, the forecast is clear. Again, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, where they have pizza nights on Thursday and music on the weekends, 474-5546. Okay. What else we have, Linda? Oh, okay. Well, how about this?
I'm looking.
Another stopgap spending bill going through Congress. Did you know that we're going for the fourth year in a row without a budget? You know, can we run a budget here? I mean, do we have a budget here? I'm not sure. But at least we have an idea what we're going to spend and where we have to cut back. And when we have to cut back, we do. But there, the other thing, too, is when we start talking about the unemployment statistics went down from 8.3 to 8.1. And I kind of thought, well, hey, that's kind of cool, except for one thing. It's due to literally millions of people not looking for work anymore. They have stopped looking for work. That's what's happening. It's not that the unemployment truly is going down. You've got less people in the that's looking for work. Now, here's my question. Linda, Bad Bob, either one. It's a toss-up question, and the first answer gets 10 points. And a free shot down at yes, ear gips. Is it truly, what happens when people stop looking for work. Is that truly a sign that the economy is getting better because the unemployment rate goes down?
I think it's a sign of malaise.
Have people given up? Has it been 3 years and that people, this many people have given up? People are saying that the people that are under, the economists are saying people are underemployed. If they're underemployed, the statistics should be closer to like 15% of unemployment instead of 8.1, which is due to less people looking for work. I don't understand. How can you count this? How can you count this? Well, I guess I'm the only one here. So the other thing is that we're talking about how things have gotten better or worse and all this. I just can't see how people are saying it's better. Yes, there were bad things back in 2008, but I just can't see that. You know, I still see the unemployment. I see the debt of over $16 trillion, and that's not stopping. And then I see the article in the editorial in the Record Searchlight saying is that, well, LaMalfa is not going to raise taxes. And Reed will raise taxes.
By the way, they're going to be here tonight.
That's right. Tonight, well, they're going to be out at Destiny Fellowship Church.
Well, they're going to be in Reading.
6 p.m.
And they're going to, in fact, we'll be waiting for a call here for the tea party. And they're going to be obviously, well, what would you say, question
tonight,
answer?
Well, no, it's a debate.
It's a regular debate.
Regular debate tonight at 6 p.m. at LaMalfa and Reed at Destiny Fellowship Church on Bonaventura. They're going to have somebody calling in at about probably 8:05 to tell us more about it. This is one of the first debates that they've had that our two gentlemen that are vying for Congress. And, you know, and I tell you what, you can't be clear-cut difference than Doug LaMalfa and Jim Reed. So if you want to get out there, they've only got about 400 seats out there, so if you might want to get out there early. And tonight at the Destiny Fellowship Church on Bonaventura. Because they're going to be talking about this. But the part that gets me is they're saying is, that we don't, you know, we may have, you know, the editorial said, well, you know, there's one Republican said, well, we may have to raise taxes. We've got all these deficits. Well, it's true we have deficits, but maybe we should take a look at what we're spending money on. Do we need to spend trillions of dollars on every program? Do we need to spend hundreds of billions of dollars for redundant systems? Do we need to spend all that money? Maybe we should take a look at what we've got going. What about just the idea, you know, instead of thinking large or small government, maybe we should think about a government that is a good government. It doesn't, you know, you can get rid of the thoughts of large and small governments. Think of a government that really works. Okay. And you may cut back. But the idea is, what's wrong with cutting the size of government by 10%? During a term, during 4 years. You can do that. You can't tell me there isn't a 10% overage in this workforce. You're getting ready to cut out 75,000 military, a minimum of that, here next year, over the next couple of years. If you can do that, why can't you cut out at least 10% of the whole government at any one time?
Well, by the way, Destiny Fellowship is on Bonnie View.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bonnie View.
We always get mixed up with the two. I'm just because of the two B's, but we know where it is. Destiny Fellowship is on Bonnie View, and you know, you take 273 down, and that's how you turn left, and that's how you, again, it's down in that area.
Okay, you're right. I know. Bonaventure is a street early. Okay, Bonnie View, Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 p.m. I know we're going to be talking about it later on a little bit more. Anyway, we get back down to the fact is it's not just taxes. You know, you can continue growing taxes. That's what Brown wants. He wants us to pay more taxes. He wants us to vote on this initiative that we pay more taxes. Instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to cut this money. I'm going to cut here and here. And they said, well, if he doesn't get, he's going to cut education and all that. Why don't you start cutting on things that on programs for people that aren't even citizens on this country? How about stopping the road to nowhere that nobody really believes is going to work? What about that? Why do you want to? If the people really believed that we had really had cut everything to the bone and we had nothing left, and if you'd done everything you possibly could do, Governor Brown, I'd be up here saying we need to raise taxes. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that's happened. I don't believe everything has been done to look at all the areas that can be cut. I mean, you're not even opening up a veterans home that's already built. Come on. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street drifting lower at the start of the trading week. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 15 points. Drivers are feeling more pain at the pump. The Lundberg survey found gasoline prices have jumped 8 cents over the past 2 weeks. The national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.84 a gallon. With the end of the summer driving season and hurricane season winding down, AAA does expect prices to drop as demand falls. Refineries are also switching to less expensive winter blend gasoline. Scott's Miracle Grow will pay $12.5 million in fines, penalties, and other costs after admitting to improper use of pesticides. The Justice Department says the company pleaded guilty earlier this year to applying insecticides to its wild bird food. It turned out to be toxic to birds. And The Possession was the top pick at the box office for a second straight weekend, although it was the lowest grossing weekend for the year. It was also one of the worst weekends at the box office in a decade. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The recent rash of fires in our community have made it really difficult for some families in need. Join the Reading Tea Party and the Salvation Army on Tuesday, September 11th, at the corner of Hilltop and Mistletoe for 911 help. Bring all of your canned goods, canned meats, non-perishables, and your smiles and join us from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. with Bibles, books, and more, Smoker's Paradise, and Chicago hot dogs. So remember to join us on Tuesday, September 11th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. to help our families in need.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:35 in the morning. It's Monday, September the 10th. Gosh, you know what? School's back in, except in Chicago, where there's, what'd they say, 30,000 teachers are on strike? Because they're getting the 6% pay raise. It's the city has said it's going to be $400 million over the next 6 years. So it's not really the pay. It's that the fact it's they're putting the, they want to have a way of grading the teachers with the testing scores and everything. And the teachers do not want to be graded. They do not want to be held to the feet to the fire on that. So the first this is their first strike in 25 years, if you can believe that. Okay, there's something happening tomorrow. There's going to be a meeting on tobacco. But before we get there, is Henry still on the line? Okay, hey, Henry, welcome to KCNR. You are live.
Yeah, Carl, you were talking about the state cutting some programs that aren't necessary. And I'm in agreement with that 100%, of course. But the one thing that just gripes me no end are school lunches. Now, when I went to school, we never heard of a school lunch. We carried a peanut butter sandwich and an apple. And why in the world can't these people do it today and save millions of dollars on school lunches in the state of California?
Well, that's a good question. It's because we have to take care of everybody because we're nanny state. You know, well, we need, it's not only that, we need to feed them breakfast. And in Chicago, they're opening the schools for students. They'll have a place to go to and feeding them so they can feed them breakfast and lunch. Is it come to the point that we're feeding them? Why don't we just start setting up dorms for everybody?
Well, better yet, why don't we do the Brown Church like they had in Nazi Germany? They take care of the whole thing then.
Well, that's what we're trying to stay away from. And, but the more, you know, every time, you know, oh, it's a good idea. Oh, it's a good idea. Oh, we need to feed these people. Okay. They're not getting fed at home. Why? There's no food.
Well, how much does it cost for a bottle of peanut butter and a loaf of bread?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, but it isn't very much.
I think a loaf of bread is like $2 and I think peanut butter is like $3.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but you know, but that's not a balanced diet. It's not fair to them. They don't get, you know, people don't get a balanced diet that way. And if they don't get a balanced diet, they turn into axe murderers.
Well, gee, I didn't turn into an axe murderer. And in fact, as a matter is, I didn't even lose any weight while I got in the Army.
Well, you know what? There's got to be, again, you have to take a look at all these. Look at all these commissions out there. Are people being paid to be on these commissions? I mean, it's like, you know, if it's at $100,000, I looked at it, something like 300 commissions. Are they free? Are people just volunteering their time? Or are they being paid for this?
Well, you know, if the problem comes up, the first thing you got to do is form a committee and pay these people.
Well, well, that's true. You know, and, you know, it's good to do that.
You got to form a committee.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. You know, they're forming a committee now, and I'm getting ready to talk about it. You're going to love this.
Oh, good.
So hang on. Okay, Henry, thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
They're having a meeting tomorrow at the, Wednesday, the Reading Community Services Advisory Commission's discussion on smoking ban proposal at city parks. Charles, I know you're out there someplace. And it's going to be at 4 p.m. Wednesday at the Reading City Hall in the Caldwell Park Conference Room on Cypress. And here's what they want to do. They want to ban smoking in the city parks. What do I think about that? Well, frankly, you know, I don't smoke in the city park, so you could say, well, what difference does it make to you? And the reason it makes a difference to me is this, is that what are you going to do if somebody doesn't smoke or if they do smoke? The police are not going to enforce this, but Chief Paletti said, we don't have the people to enforce it. And in fact, if they did go out and enforce it, I would think that Chief Paletti's got his priorities screwed up. But he said, we don't have the troops to do that. So when Kim Niemeyer, and this is her idea to do this. Now, Kim Niemeyer is the same one that wanted to push the people away from the library and do away with your First Amendment rights, which cost the city thousands and thousands of dollars on that. Now, this is what she says, we wouldn't use police. There are tobacco enforcement people at the county. There's tobacco enforcement people at the county. What do they do? Do they enforce no smoking areas? Do we have people we pay? That's all they do is tobacco enforcement. And they, you know, like you can't smoke here. You can't smoke there. Is that what tobacco enforcement or is that trying to go after people that sell tobacco to minors? And then she said, "Is well, really, it's that we can be self-policed, that, you know, people can come up and just remind people not to smoke." Okay. Now, do you really think that's a good idea? You go up to that, homeless guy out there in the park that's just sitting there. Hey, stop smoking. He may even tell you what he wants you to do with the cigarette. But the bottom line is, you know, when you go up and you say non-smoking in parks, how big a problem is it really? Is it a big enough problem that you're going to, again, take another right away? Put another burden on people who are law-abiding citizens? Oh, you can't smoke here. Well, why? Oh, there's cigarette butts on the ground. Well, enforce that. Enforce that. Have your anti-tobacco people standing around with their tickets, and they see somebody drop a cigarette butt on the ground, give them a ticket. And I believe that if you have a lot of people there that are homeless or transients, they aren't going to really care if you say anything. They don't really care too much anyway about it. But to try and put out a law that's unenforceable, let's just make another law that's unenforceable. And why do we do that?
I don't know. You remember the old movies when you'd watch Humphrey Bogart and you'd see the guys, they were always flicking their cigarettes. I mean, it was kind of like, I don't know, you think back on some of these movies. I was talking to my mom about that, about how that was, we were kind of brainwashed in the movies from the 30s and 40s, about what the perfect family was, the perfect environment, everybody smoking.
Yeah.
Smoking was romanticized.
Heck,
but
yeah.
Recently saw an older film where a guy was on a ship and he flicked a cigarette right on the ship, just put it out with his shoe. And I thought, well, what if everybody did that?
Well, most people don't, but you're right. But the thing about it is there's a right there, and to take that right away because you know, and to use as an example, there's butts out there, and people shouldn't be exposed to this. How many people are exposed? And the other thing is, again, go back to being enforceable. Why make a rule that you can't enforce? Just so it's on the books, so you can say it? It's not a good idea. Just like it wasn't a good idea down at the city library to move everybody away. It ends up costing us thousands of dollars in court cost because somebody made a wrong decision down there. We've got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC,
Equal Housing Lender.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It is Monday morning, and another great day in Redding. And if you stop by Redding Crown Motors, they're going to make it a great day for you, too. When you look for that Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, or Ram, they have them. They have them all. They will either have previously owned, they've got new, they've got cars, trucks, and SUVs, something to fit everyone's need, and they are ready to sell. They take great pride, not only in just the vehicles they sell, but how they service them afterwards. Redding Crown Motors, right down there at 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding. Give them a call at 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Let's go to the phones. Bill, good morning. What, you got comments about the smoking here on KCNR?
Yes, I do. I believe that the every time they pass a new law, there's revenue involved. Instead of protect and serve, it's cite and collect now. All they want, they're looking at the money.
Well, I think you're right. I think, you know what, I think that you keep making more laws and more rules, and, you know, they call them fees or they call them fines. They don't call them taxes and all this. You know, I don't smoke in the park. I mean, I go down the trails. I don't smoke. It doesn't offend me if, you know, I'm going by and somebody has. I mean, it just doesn't. But, the point is that we just want to make every place smoke-free, and we just want to do this. And really, how much of a problem is it? If you just want the money, why don't you just say, if you want to smoke in a park, give us $5?
That would be a lot easier.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is that if you get six tickets for smoking in the park, do they put you in jail? No, I mean, really. I mean, is that, you're not listening to us. You're not listening to us. Yeah, I know. I'm just sitting out here. I'm walking along here. I'm transient. I'm homeless. I'm smoking a cigarette. What are you going to do? Oh, we're going to put you in jail. Well, we know how that works. They bring him in. He goes right back out because this is really a non-threatening type of a crime there. So now we've wasted the time of a policeman, to take in a smoker. For what? For what?
Three hots in a cot.
Yeah. No, they don't even stay in there for that. They come out. But the policeman then is hung up for like 40 minutes. Okay, I'm hot. What'd you arrest this guy for? Hey, he's smoking in the park. And he's ignored our non-smoking tickets for six times. This is the seventh time. I'm going to hold him here and call a policeman.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I just can't believe that when you look back at every time they passed a new law, that and the fines have just grown to where they're atrocious. They're not an insignificant sum.
Well, you mean if you go through like a traffic light here, $500?
You bet.
I said, we've had a couple of incidents out here with our staff, and I mean, $500 because they rolled through a right-hand turn on a stop? Are you kidding me? And then everybody goes, oh, they shouldn't be like that. Well, you know what? I don't see them doing anything about it. I don't see the judge there saying, you know what? That's way too much. I'm going to cut every one of these fines in half. But.
No, they're part of it.
Yeah.
They're part of it. And the thing of it is that they, when you get fined, they stack it on. It was so much to do the rolling through, so much for the courthouse, so much for the judges, so much. Everybody's got a piece of the action now.
It costs $75, $78 in Albuquerque, New Mexico if you go through a red light camera.
Wow.
Yeah, $78. And then I think court costs comes out to a total of $100. I mean, and to me is like, okay, you know, that's $100. That's a slap on the hand. I'll remember that. $500 to a lot of people means I'm making payments. I am making payments for 4 months or 3 months, you know, that I have to take out of my salary that I'm using to feed my kids and all this. And they go, oh, well, then don't go through the red light. Well, okay. I mean, I don't see too many policemen giving people a ticket for rolling through. You know, they come almost to a stop, and they don't stop enough when they roll through a stoplight. But I see those cameras doing it.
Bill, yes.
Anyway, Okay, Bill, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
You bet. Hey, we got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning! Welcome to KCNR 1460. How are you on this Monday morning? 7:53. How are you? Oh, take those deep breaths in between. Yes, we do have smoky weather, but it looks like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 92. It's currently 60 degrees on this 10th of September. Hey, Bob, tomorrow you are going to be out at the flag. Tell our listeners what's going on.
Yeah, the giant flag there next to Bocelli Lane was put up to honor those lost in the attack on America 11 years ago tomorrow. And the flag was dedicated 10 years ago. It was put up on the first anniversary of 9/11. And each year a group gathers right there at sunrise to remember, to hold a memorial. There's music from Enterprise Starship. Started out very humbly there next to an oak tree. Now it's a nice place to park. And, everything kicks off at about 6:45. And then the program itself runs for about half an hour and kind of coincides with the sunrise. It's very beautiful. And, I think that we can't let that start fading. We have to keep that spirit fresh.
Absolutely. We always we say, let's always remember. I think it's important to teach our children, too, about what happened on that day. It was really, such a a vivid memory and a very big part of what were you doing on the morning of 9/11. It's kind of like when JFK was shot. You know, there's certain when the first man landed on the moon. What were you doing? 9/11. Where were you? How did you find? I mean, it was riveting, and our country came together, and people were flying flags like never before. I know this is going to sound weird, but when you go tomorrow to the big flag rising ceremony or raising ceremony, you will see the fabulous. Unusually, because of the fires, it should be the background should be that beautiful kind of colors that you usually don't see with the smoke.
Now, I think, and I'm not sure of the specifics, but up in the city of Shasta Lake, there at the fire department, kind of in the middle of the city of Shasta Lake, there is a piece of the Twin Towers on display.
There is,
and
a
I
piece.
Believe they are also having a remembrance at that location. I don't have the full information, but I'll see if I can dig it up.
Dig it up before the end of the show, because we have been out there before, Carlos. I've been a speaker, guest speaker twice at some ceremonies out there, and it is amazing. Yes, they do have a piece of metal that was in the Twin Towers. And that's pretty amazing. Now, you know, it's 3,800 acres, according to the last account, in Trinity and Hayfork. You know, I used to love to go to the livestock auction at the Hayfork Fair. Love that area out there. Hayfork is gorgeous. And unfortunately, there's some area residents in the areas of Morgan Hill, Wildwood, Wild Thing, Nelson Road to Summit Creek, along the Summit Creek Road and up to including Duncan Creek, are under evacuation. And it's a beautiful area there. So keep your keep the folks at Hayfork in your prayers. And not only that, you know, it's been just, Bob, how many fires? We've had so many fires. We were able to escape it last year, but it seems like rather than like 1,100 lightning bolts hitting the, you know, hills and having one huge fire, we have this smittering and scattering of fires that have been going on for weeks now.
Well, this is a typical fire season. I mean, if you think back to what happened in 2008 with the great lightning storm, where we had over 3,000 fires ignited and it burned the whole summer. I remember going through Trinity County and it was pretty rough, and those fires just burned and burned and burned. So it's a cyclic thing. We've got lots of fuels in the underbrush, and, all things considered, I'm very sorry for the homes that are lost, but, we don't have any lives attributable directly to any of these fires being lost, and that's always a blessing.
Absolutely. Well, what is it that, you know, we think about the air quality? Because I know that when I was driving back from Colorado and I was after being in you know, really nice, clean air, and then I was driving up the valley, I thought, oh my word, I didn't realize at that point that, you know, there was a fire right outside of Trinity, and the smoke I was coming up in Cottonwood, and it was just thick. What can we do in order to fight the fact that we're like inhaling this kind of, you know, bad air quality? Right now, we're not talking about it a lot because we live in it. We need to like function. But, you know, what is it that's emitting from the trees and the fuel? Do you know?
Well, the particulates in the air are, of course, the big thing that cause irritation. It's just like any smoke. You know, it's just good old wood smoke, but an awful lot of it. So if you have an air conditioner with good filtering, that's going to help quite a bit. Actually, swamp coolers do a good job of filtering that particulate out of the air. And I've seen people with surgical masks around town. Mm-hmm. The ones that are most at risk are those who suffer from COPD and similar types of diseases that their respiratory system is already compromised.
Well, you know, coming out of the Iraqi war, not the Iraqi war, but the Desert Storm, when we went across the borders and we were in there during the war, they had lit off all the oil wells.
Ugh.
And on both sides of you were all these oil wells that were burning, and literally the fog or all the smoke was kind of, and then it was kind of a cloudy, so you had kind of like almost like an inversion layer. And we came out of there 3 days later. I mean, you're coughing up stuff in your hand that was black.
Well, you still have, every now and then, when you've worked out, you've got the oil that you can tell that is the smell, that kind of petroleum smell.
Yeah. Did you just turn me off?
Actually, I was turning off my mic. I was just going to tell you real quick in the 30 seconds left.
God forbid.
Stafford Fire, 4,460 acres and 45% containment. That's probably where most of the smoke we're getting this morning comes out of.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hey, okay, we're coming back. We've got a great guest when we get right back. Health and Human Services.
Oh, that's right. We're going to take a break here, and you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. A turnaround in the race for the White House.
For the first time in months, President Obama's actually raised more in the preceding month than Mitt Romney did.
The president and Democrats collected $114 million in campaign cash versus Romney and the Republicans $111 million in August. But the big question...
What does each campaign have in the bank?
Fox's Carl Cameron.
The Romney campaign has confirmed they've got $168 million in the bank for the final 56-some-odd days of the campaign. The Obama campaign won't say how much it's got in the bank, but it's not expected to be as much.
Romney will fundraise in Illinois tonight after a rally in Ohio. The president is at the White House. Congress is back today after a five-week break.
We're more than willing to work with this president. We have tried from the minute he came in.
Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy, but the president claims it's the GOP in the House that's refusing to compromise with him. Both sides are trying to work out a short-term funding plan for when the budget expires at the end of the month. It's like summer again for kids in Chicago.
What do we want?
Their teachers on strike this morning. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live outside of high school.
Teachers are holding signs instead of chalk. Jesse Sharkey with the teachers union says while the union and school board are close on pay, they're miles apart on teacher evaluations, which
could lead to as many as 28% of teachers or 6,000 people being in one of the categories, which could lead to their dismissal within 2 years.
School district officials say they aren't sure where the union is getting those numbers. As parents find somewhere for their children to go, the Chicago police superintendent says he's putting more officers on the streets to monitor protests and keep kids safe. Dave?
Jennifer, one of Al-Qaeda's leaders has been taken out in Yemen. Officials there claim an airstrike killed Al-Qaeda's number two leader. American Express is suing a Maryland man, trying to block Gary Giordano from collecting on the travel insurance policy he took out before going to Aruba with an American woman who went missing. Giordano was taken into custody, but a judge ordered him set free for a lack of evidence. He claims that Robin Gardner was swept out to sea while snorkeling. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each billing cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
BP is downsizing in the Gulf, still paying for the giant 2010 oil spill. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Miami.
Dave, BP is completing the sale of some of their older Gulf of Mexico oil fields to Plains Exploration and Production for a price of $5.6 billion. And those proceeds could go to help paying their $38 billion in liabilities for the Deepwater Horizon spill. BP says the divestiture also means it can focus more on exploring and drilling in deeper parts of Gulf waters where they believe more oil is waiting to be found, Dave.
Now, Evan, and because of some refinery problems with Hurricane Isaac, gas prices up 8 cents in the last 2 weeks, according to Trilby Lundberg, who does a nationwide survey that puts self-serve regular at $3.84 a gallon. The U.S. has given Afghanistan control of a key prison next to Bagram Air Base.
We transferred more than 3,000 Afghan detainees into your custody at an expedient rate and ensured that those who would threaten the partnership of Afghanistan and coalition forces would not return to the battlefield.
American Colonel Robert Tavadash, the U.S. will still be in charge of some of the most dangerous insurgent and detainees. In Iraq, Three fighters battling against al-Qaeda were killed at a checkpoint this day after a wave of bombings and attacks killed more than 90 Iraqis. The UN's nuclear watchdog is again knocking on Iran's door.
The International Atomic Energy Agency wants access to one site in particular, an Iranian military base called Parchin. It's a site where the agency alleges Iran may have conducted explosive tests linked to the development of nuclear weapons, with added suspicions over a suspected cleanup job at the site. Iran calling the claims baseless. The UN watchdog meeting in Austria this week and calling on Iran to grant its inspectors access without further delay.
That's Fox News Radio Simon Owen in London. On Wall Street, a quiet start to the week. The Dow is up 1 point. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and about 8:05 on September 10th. Okay, I don't know if it's the fact that we have Health and Human Services here with us and I'm starting to cough like this, or if it's the fire, if I'm just, you know, Yeah, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Because you talked about Desert Storm and the 3 days of being walking through the, you know, the oil rigs that were lit.
You know what?
I mean, that would make anybody go, let me think back on those days.
Our clothes when we came out, you know, because we were all together in that. We came out, we didn't think it was such a big thing. But other people would come up from the rear up there that came up, like resupply and stuff, and they would, they'd come up and be saying, you know what? You realize how bad it smells up here? And of course, we didn't. We thought we all smelled great. Yeah,
well,
tell you
we
what.
Have a big jam-packed morning, we've got a couple calls waiting. So let's go to
Elizabeth. Elizabeth, let's talk about the big debate tonight.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Your show
how are you?
Great. Your show was great Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah, we both were wanted to call in and talk about
it. All week listening on the way to the doggy park and just love you guys.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we had a couple of great guests yesterday. So I encourage people to go to the archives if they didn't have a chance to listen.
Right. Now you've got a big night tonight, right?
We do. We have, from what I understand, the only congressional debate in Reading that will include Doug LaMalfa and Jim Reed.
Well,
and
okay.
They are both
a clear-cut decision
for the
there.
Congressional seat.
Yeah, you have Republican Doug LaMalfa and Democrat Jim Reed,
yeah.
And it is a clear-cut. I mean, they both of them. I mean, you know, they're not like throwing mud or anything at each other, but they are both. It's a clear-cut distinction between what they both stand for. So.
Absolutely.
And tonight's a chance to hear what they do stand for.
Yeah, for all of those people out there that sit at home and yell at their television sets, come on out and join us, because you'll get to meet the two candidates in person. And you're right, there is a very clear distinction between their philosophies and what they believe, and this is a great chance to see the two of them side by side and to get informed so that you make a good choice at the ballot box.
Well, I think
right.
So, too. And so that's at 6 p.m. tonight?
6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, the Destiny Fellowship Church.
There
South
we go.
Bonneview.
Yeah, I know. I said Bonaventure. I know. But
it's Bonneview. I know. They all confuse me.
Yeah, I know.
South
it confuses
Bonneview.
Me.
Why? I've got Bonneview's going in every direction.
So. Why would, first of all, why would Reading put two streets that start with a B within two blocks of each other?
I don't know.
You know what? They obviously didn't know me. And,
here's a few things I kind of wonder about sometimes.
Anyway, okay.
But that's another show.
Okay,
yeah,
6 p.m. tonight. You know what? There's only like 400 seats, so you got to get there early.
Yeah, do get there early.
And afterwards, they're going to hang around, so you can ask them individual
absolutely.
Questions. Great. Okay, thanks, Elizabeth.
See you tonight.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay, let's move to our Wells Fargo advisor, Steve Medak, here talking about what's going on Wall Street. Steve, any good news?
Well, good Monday morning to you. Yeah, we got a little bit of good news. At least the market is actually, it's kind of mixed instead of being completely down. So that's not too bad. The Dow's currently up 5 points at 13,311. S&P's off 1 point at 1436. And the Nasdaq's off 14 points at 3122. Now, some good news here. Qualcomm's up 26 cents at $62.15. And Caterpillar up 12 cents at 88.22. Then our stocks of local interest, we have Pacific Gas and Electric off 4 cents at 43.40. 43.43, and North Valley Bank up 1 cent at 13.56. For the commodities, we're mixed here. We have gold down $3.13 at 17.32, and silver's up 14 cents at 33.79. Crude oil currently off 4 cents at 96.39. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Steve, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And if you need some assistance about what's happening on Wall Street, make sure you stop by Park Marina Drive or give them a call, Wells Fargo Advisors. All right.
Coming up right after this break, we have Marta McKenzie, who's the director of Shasta County Health and Human Services. Can't wait to cover a lot of what's going on in the North State and discovering who Marta is. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coach Master Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window could be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:14 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices that they have, that you have in this town. And, of course, Espresso Joe's.
Espresso Joe's.
With the finest coffee, and you can buy gourmet coffee beans.
And tea.
And tea, and any type of coffee maker you can think of.
And juices, and they have a meeting room that they donate for public
events. Public events and great things.
It's wonderful that they have a meeting room.
That's it. Joe and Shelly have been supporting this community for over 3 decades. Veterans get discounts. I tell you what a great place. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest. You know what? I'm really glad that she's with us because we're going to be losing her services here pretty soon. Marta McKenzie, who's the director of the Shasta County Health and Human Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you looking forward to this? Now, you're going to be leaving us here in November, right?
I am.
31 years.
31 years.
31
next
years.
Week.
That's amazing.
Now, 31 years next week.
Now, we're going to be taking your calls this morning if you have questions. I think this is great. Thank you for giving your time.
Absolutely.
We have a little insight. I, of course, like to start off. Our guest, of course, is Marta McKenzie, like we said, director of the Shasta County Health and Human Services. How did you begin your career?
Well, actually, in 1978, even longer ago than 31 years, I wanted to be a dietitian, had a bachelor's degree at the time, was in town, and the only way to get to be a dietitian is to go to a clinical internship, which our hospitals haven't had and still don't have here in Shasta, get a master's degree, or elsewise leave the community in order to finish that clinical rotation.
And you're from Reading?
I'm from, born and raised in Reading.
Okay, so you didn't want to leave. Okay.
And so I went to work for a while at the WIC program and learned how much I really enjoyed nutrition for pregnant women, breastfeeding women, young children. For me, nutrition starts from the very beginning, and it's really hard to rehabilitate someone after they've had the third heart attack or their cholesterol levels are 300, and so it was much more rewarding for me to start from the prevention side and really talk to women and young families about how to feed themselves better and raise healthy children and start out from the beginning in a real healthy way. So prevention nutrition was really where I was interested.
Teaching,
yes, there's a large element of teaching there. So after I worked for that program for a couple of years, the boss of that program, Pat Carlson, still lives in this community, said, you really need to get a master's degree in public health. You really are interested in public health nutrition. And so she suggested I go to one of those master's degree programs. And, in fact, that's what I did. And came back to town in 1981, and the WIC program was being managed by the wife of a physician who was working in our family practice residency program. In the good old days, we had a county hospital and we had a family practice residency program. And he was finishing his residency and moving on into private practice. So the timing was really great.
Wow.
And I came back as the manager of the WIC program in 1981.
And WIC has been in existence for how long?
I think it's just celebrating like 35 years, so a little longer than me.
Right.
But a program that started in that period of time.
Is WIC something that is offered in all of the United States, or is it a California program?
No, it's absolutely a national program. In fact, there's no California money in it at all. It's a 100% federally funded program.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was 100%. Now, does California have something like that? I mean, it has food stamps, which we call CalFresh now.
CalFresh in California.
CalFresh kind of mixes me up. I keep thinking of, like, fresh veggies or something like that. But is that what
it's
supposed
exactly
to mean?
That's exactly the point.
There you go.
Well, you know what?
More
this is really important, Marta, I believe, for all of our listeners and for everyone. You know, sometimes we get a little rough, you know, get a little thick skin and think, you know, somebody's just, you know, they're sucking off the program and they're on food stamps. But there's a time and a place and importance of these programs.
That's certainly what we believe. What's
yes.
interesting in the statistics about CalFresh in particular is in this last 4 years, we've gone from serving about 14,000 residents to serving more than 23,000 residents. And that's as a result of this economy. That's not because we just decided to do a big outreach campaign. And the other interesting thing I think that folks might not realize is how many of the folks are not on cash aid. They're folks who have wages. They just are making so little money that they have need to supply food.
We just saw that the unemployment rate just went down to 8.1. But
hallelujah.
It's not a true statistic. They've had that many people have quit looking for jobs, and which I find kind of interesting. But that's the reason, because the jobs weren't that many jobs produced to have it drop like that is because so many people dropped out of the workforce. And but I agree 100% with you. There's lots of people out there working two jobs. They're trying to keep a roof over their head or their family and all that, and it just doesn't stretch.
That's exactly
so,
right.
And so there's times when this is so helpful to people where you can actually they can get assistance.
Well,
with their
we
food.
Think about what it costs just for us. Just what it costs for the two of us to live in Reading and pay a utility bill.
And then go to the grocery store.
And I'm telling you, the utility bill was, people pay rent for what it cost us this last month. And I'm not saying that, you know, we blow the house with air conditioning and so on and so forth. It's about when it's 110 out, can I breathe? So, wow. I really would love to have listen for the listeners, and we're going to take a break here when we come back. Marta McKenzie, who's the director of Shasta County Health and Human Services. Let's talk about WICA. Let's talk about what does it take for somebody to what are the barriers, and what does it take as far as to apply for the program and also, statistics on that.
I also want to talk to Marta about 31 years and changes and programs. And you said a county house hospital.
Exactly.
And the changes in that. And then at the very end of the hour, I want to talk about your tobacco enforcement officer.
Okay.
Just at the very end if we have time. Otherwise, I'll just let it go. Carl Lundebot, Marta McKenzie is our guest. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lundebot and Bad Bob's here on the board. Hey, you know what? Smoky outside and hot today. So what do you need? Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. They believe in one thing, quality for their customers. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Air conditioning tune-ups, they'll come in and put in those new filters that you need to keep your house, keep the smoke out of your house that way. They have set up a team. They've built a team that's here to support our community. Give them a call at 221-2642 or just visit their website at homecomfort.org. homecomfort.org, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. That's who you call if you've got a heating, air conditioning problem.
Our guest this morning is Marta McKenzie, who's the director of Shasta County Health and Human Services. Thank you again for being
absolutely
on the air
great
this morning. And hopefully we're going to...
And we want to apologize for not having you on sooner.
Yes.
Because you're leaving.
Retiring. Well, you know what? You'll still be very active, I'm sure, on some boards. Or will you? You'll be...
I'm going to take a little bit of a break and kind of decide what I'm going to do. As I told you, I'm a dietitian, and I went into it not only to help people, but because I liked food and teaching people about eating well.
31 years changes in programs, and, I mean, we had the county hospital, and like you said, you referred to a doctor that was leaving his residency and all that, but 31 years, the county hospital. And I realize at first you were probably focused on dietitian and helping that way, but what have you seen over the last 31 years that you would – high points, maybe low points?
It seems like our community is in a change again. I was talking to someone the other day about whether or not we should be looking for federal emergency response funds from the changes that have happened as a result of the decline in the lumber industry. I think we lost a lot of lumber jobs as a result of the spotted owl and perhaps other federal decisions, and so there were more folks who had more livable wages, perhaps with less educational ability, and so we lost a huge infrastructure.
Family jobs that would go from father to son to, you know, grandfather and all
that. And the construction industry decline that's really happened through this recession and this housing mess has also, I think, really taken out a huge number of additional infrastructure jobs without those core kind of backbone, fairly reasonably paid jobs in our community. There's not a lot for folks to do to earn a livable wage and feed their family and own a home or rent a home or have a reasonable standard of living. So I'm not sure what Shasta County is going to do in the future. I listened to Mark LaSalle from the Economic Development Department the other day at the board meeting, and I was really impressed by kind of a shift from maybe it doesn't have to be all light manufacturing and we don't have to get another big manufacturing plant, but maybe we're going to grow it small business at a time with software engineers coming into town who can do some software jobs or some other kind of high-tech, smaller businesses.
Yeah, you know, we have a Shasta Startup Show on Fridays that Mark's a part of, and along with several other businessmen. And that's the thing, is trying to build small businesses. But in the public health sector, you noticed that, of course, the jobs and all that now. Can I ask you what probably the high point's been during your time there? I mean, has there been anything that you say, you know what, this is really a huge help to our community?
Well, I tried for fluoridation, and that didn't work so well, but I would have hoped that would be a high point. I was raised by a dentist who had actually tried fluoridation in the 50s and was unsuccessful at near the time I was born, actually, and I really thought it would be a huge improvement in oral health. We have some pretty significant oral health problems in very young kids and leading to a lot of emergency room visits and other things to this day with folks who've lost their adult dental care. Medi-Cal hasn't paid for adult dental care in the last few years. And so I was hoping for something bigger there. But there's been lots of little achievements. The smoking ordinance was passed during my time at Public Health Administration, and I've looked at smaller achievements perhaps. We have a pretty strong Healthy Shasta program in Shasta County now working towards childhood obesity reduction, which is a problem across the country.
How big a problem is that here in Shasta County?
Oh, our statistics are worse than many other places. In places where you have lots of low-income folks who depend on ramen noodle dinners and macaroni and cheese, there's a lot of kind of empty calories that get consumed, and those are not the fruits and vegetables and the more fresh, the CalFresh you mentioned earlier, that people really need to be eating to feed their bodies and feed their families. And so, unfortunately, we see a greater obesity problem in many of the low-income sectors of our community.
I kind of wonder, like you said, it starts with one family. How can we do the outreach individually of being able to help a family to realize, you know, how do you make it fun for kids to eat vegetables? You know, we were talking yesterday to our daughter-in-law, and she, for some reason, she got on our menus, and that she's a coupon cutter, and she was telling us how much she pays a month for groceries, and we were shocked at how relatively low it was with two small children. But she plans out her menu. She knows when she goes into the grocery store. She coupon cuts. She's very, wow, talk about organized. But she talked about, she started going through the menus that she fed the kids, and that they were, this one had broccoli, and this, you know, you think little kids are, but they make it fun. And it was really interesting to me in the strategic kind of evening, like when they go to school, they know that day, that night, they're going to get that dish. And they're all involved in it. And it's just really, it's cute. So anyway, I think that that would be interesting to see how we can help families to come to that, a realization.
You start from the beginning. When kids grow up eating that way, they likely continue to eat that way. So that's a really great story about how someone can make it, make ends meet, plan ahead. I plan menus every weekend and go grocery shopping for that weekend and have a menu up so my husband knows if he gets home before I do exactly what he's going to cook for the evening.
Well, that's exactly what Jennifer does. And now us, on the other hand. Oh, look, it's a refrigerator. Is there anything
that's
in there?
That's not always true. Let's
not always true.
We're
going to
take a break on that one. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Mitt Romney campaigns in Ohio today. President Obama's at the White House, and he wins last month's fundraising race.
$114 million for the Democrats in the Obama campaign, $111 million for Republicans in the Romney campaign, raised in August. The Romney campaign says its fourth straight month of donations topping $100 million shows people are looking for a change of leadership. The Obama campaign notes that its August take includes donations from more than 315,000 people who never donated before.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. With Chicago's school teachers now out on strike, some schools open just a half day to give kids meals and some place to go.
We have activities, we have some movies, we have a really nice auditorium. And then in the classrooms, the kids will be doing more fun type activities. This is not school.
Tasha Beckwith is principal of Ray Elementary School in Chicago. Fox News. We report, you decide.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reddy and Harley Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reddy and Harley Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reddy and Harley Davidson also has a full service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reddy and Harley Davidson, experience the ride, live the dream.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Monday.
Yeah, you know what? Mondays. I don't know what it is about Mondays. I'm just standing here. We're all sitting here talking.
We embrace them.
Is that silence over there? Hey, 8:35 in the morning on September 10th. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. I went down there the other day, and the man in black cut my hair, and he cut it short. They did the other day with Bad Bob and with the Weed Whackers, got his beard, got his hair, got the hair on his back all at one time. Was that okay there, Bad Bob?
They do a great job.
Discounts for veterans and seniors, man's last stronghold. What can I say? This is the place to go to if you want a haircut. I mean, they shave around your neck and your ears. You just don't get that anymore. You know what? I guess it's kind of like, it's like taking a step back in time. Cypress Square Barbershop, right there on Athens Avenue. Our guest, Marta McKenzie, she was the director of the Shasta County Health and Human Services, which was not a place 6 years ago.
That's correct. It was formed in 2006 by the Board of Supervisors.
Was it a good idea?
I think so.
Consolidating everything under one like that?
The resources are shared in realignment, both 1991 realignment and the 2011 realignment, which most people know as the Correctional Justice drug and alcohol programs and behavioral health programs and all of child welfare was really refunded in this 2011 version of realignment. But the other three big responsibilities, mental health, public health, and social services, have been in a shared funding stream since 1991. And people don't come with siloed problems. Folks have a plethora of needs in their families. If there's a mental illness, there's often a drug and alcohol problem. There's often an economic problem.
Anger.
There's often a need for other services. And so putting the departments together was an opportunity to serve clients in a different way and serve them more holistically as a family or as a individual with more than one thing going on with them.
I think it's a great idea. I like the Family Justice Center. You're putting everything under one roof. So people can get to it easier, but then, like you said, a more holistic approach. Realignment. Everybody talks about realignment on the criminal side with the enforcement side, but 60% of this falls to you, doesn't it?
It does, actually. The drug and alcohol programs and mental health programs and foster care programs were all on one side of the docket, if you will, or one side of the equation, and the criminal justice was on the other. It was termed a public safety realignment, though, because many people believe drug and alcohol and mental health and child welfare are public safety programs. And, in fact, I would defend them also as public safety.
I think you're right. But there's a problem here. There's when they start the money that's coming in. And then the felons, the felons that are coming in, are they getting a priority over law-abiding citizens?
In our services, no. I've made a pretty strong stand that we have limited resources to serve the community, and there's a special stream of funding for this other group of folks. And so if we touch an individual who happens to be an AB 109er in our mental health services, we really start looking for some resources outside of our regular revenue streams for that very purpose. It doesn't make sense to me that we serve that population preferentially in our system. So we're either seeking reimbursement or we're referring them. We have an embedded drug and alcohol mental health clinician who sits in probation and actually works through doing assessments with those groups of folks as they come back and then makes recommendations if she feels like there's additional treatment needs for that population.
So the treatment for people with the anger issues, drug and alcohol, the mental issues should be treated then at probation as opposed over to where you're at?
Well, or private contractors in the community.
Yeah. Well, that's from there they would go to the private contractors because the money is out there.
the money is out there, yes.
To help them, as opposed to
perhaps
coming over
not
here.
Enough to service all their needs. It's less than certainly the state was spending to have them in the correctional facilities at the state level, but there is some resources available to be spent on rehabilitation services for this population, absolutely.
Have you started seeing a lot of them yet? I mean, have they started coming through yet?
I think we're just over 300 right. of the returnees to Shasta County. We're maybe just above that, 320, some number like that. The other population that gets talked about less, perhaps, is the never-go population. I termed them so I could keep track of who they were, and that's the population who commit new offenses that formerly would have sent them to the state prisons but now don't. And so the difficulty is we have few of those people showing up for court, and so they're not being tried and convicted under the new rules, and so there's very few of those. I think we're only up to a dozen or so of those.
The never-goes, yes, I've heard that one, too, or I think it may be this a different term, but that's what it is that they get arrested, they take them to court, they fail to appear. If you look at a lot of the Shasta mugshots that people send me photos of, and you go through that, you'll see that what they've arrested them on, underneath it would be failure to appear, felony, failure to appear, misdemeanor. Almost every one of them has something like that added onto them.
Yes, so. the member of the CCP, the Community Corrections Partnership, who comes from the courts, has been very clear about the number of FTAs they have, which are the failure to appears, and how large that number is this year in particular.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Marta McKenzie, who is the director of the Shasta County Health and Human Services. When we come back, we want to talk a bit more about the Health and Human Services objectives themselves, and as you're leaving here, what you'd like to see, here coming in the
next
future.
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind and everything here? If you could be like king, what would you do for the Health and Human Services? We'll be right back. Or I should say queen. Right. I'll be right back.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Ah, oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Imagine targeting those problem body areas, one by one by one. A focused attack on fat and cellulite, with no pain, surgery, or downtime. The weapon in this war on fat? Cold laser light. Pure and simple. Your ally in this war, Reading Body Genesis. medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis 356-2590. Man, made better.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Since my baby left me, will I find a new place to dwell?
KCNR 1460, currently 64 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. What?
That's right. Weather's always brought to you.
And Selma Vineyards, 844, but he starts laughing. Anyway, 91. It's going to be 91 today, and our clears tonight of 61 degrees, and the weather again is always brought to you by Selma Vineyards. Are we correct on that weather update there, Bob?
Yes.
64 degrees, downtown studio.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. You know, big bike weekend's coming, and you don't have a Harley. Well, I know where there is one you can buy. Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Go see Nathan or Ernie or Jessica and just say, I want a Harley. I want to ride a Harley. It's big bike weekend. They've got Harleys for everybody. They've got great prices. They've got everything you could possibly want with that, a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, and collectibles. And they will take care of your Harley. Give them a call at 241-7117. You want to experience the ride? You want to live the dream? Head on down to Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guest is Mark McKenzie, who's the director of the Shasta County Health and Human Services. You know, we talked during the break is you can't help everybody, which is unfortunate. We also talked about on the mental side of it, you know, because a lot of comments are on the mental health part of the Health and Human Services, and where there's just not enough people or time to go around for all the people that need the therapy. So, I mean, how do you handle this? I mean, how you've got 1,000 needs for 100 assets.
Well, some of it's governed by regulation and law. The mental health department in particular has statute that really expects us to serve those that are gravely disabled as a result of their mental illness. So, unfortunately, there's a lot of folks who need mental health therapeutic services, emotional support, anger management, what have you, but that really doesn't fall to county government's primary responsibility. We're really the safety net in the mental health system. We're really expected to perform and provide services for those that really can't look out for themselves, can't live independently, can't function independently, and so in some cases we must conserve them. We also run public guardian services, so we have conservatees that are those that are so mentally ill they can't take care of themselves.
What happens to them?
Many of them are institutionalized, unfortunately, okay, or live in supported housing environments where a board and care or room and board environment where they have someone else perhaps cooking the meals and providing for them. Unfortunately, there are folks in long-term institutional locked facilities that really was part of the California effort to try and deinstitutionalize many years ago, I think is part of why we have some of the rebound effects these days. It's very difficult to
treat. You turned everybody loose at that one. Well, I think it was nationwide. Wasn't that a Supreme Court decision? But you can't keep people in there?
Actually, President Reagan, when he was governor, is really credited with closing many of the statewide institutions for mental illness. And people tell me now who worked in San Francisco at the time that literally there were hundreds of people on the streets in a very short period of time in San Francisco that had serious mental illness.
Oh, he was there, what, in the 80s. When I was there, I lived in the 60s in San Francisco, and there were people on the streets, but I noticed that it was such a clean place. I mean, all the streets were clean, and you didn't have that, but yeah, as time went on, it's just changed dramatically.
Well, I think the pendulum has really swung to having more tools in the toolbox for the public to take care of mental illness, to really having fewer and fewer. The personal rights and the personal liberties have really grown in the mental health system, and I think you're seeing some of that being changed. There's Laura's Law in the books now in California, which with a court order and judicial decree, we can require more outpatient treatment services. You still can't court order medications if someone doesn't want to take them unless they're in a locked environment, and even then you have a lot of difficulty medicating someone against their will. But I think it's a pendulum issue that we're going to see shift back a little bit. I have a bipolar family member, and the last time we needed to get hospitalization for that individual was very difficult for the family members to figure out how to help him get to a place where he needed treatment. It was kind of a trick game that we finally had to come to because we couldn't figure out how to make the system work.
It seems like I can, wow, this isn't a quandary because, you know, when the state says this person needs to be, institutionalized or be medicated, some people right now, as we're saying this, the computers are going to start burning right now. But there are times when you've got a family member that absolutely is bonkers, and you need to do something about it and before they hurt themselves or somebody else. And then what do you do then? This is not easy.
No, it absolutely isn't, and it's certainly a balancing act between the rights of the individual to self-determine and the rights of the community and society. And it's a very difficult and delicate balance that we walk through every single day as we respond to the emergency rooms and make decisions about whether folks need psychiatric hospitalization. That's a daily, several times a day experience for Shasta County Mental Health.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here and come back on our last segment. We want to talk about, it's been 31 years, and you're getting ready to step down. Have you got a replacement yet? Have they given you?
The recruitment's been open for the last couple of weeks. I think it closed on Friday. I'm staying a little bit of distance from that. Larry Lease, the CAO, is conducting the recruitment, and we'll know more in the next few weeks.
Great.
Okay.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
It took me not a drink of anything.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Back down. Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda, about 8:54 in the morning, September 10th. 64 degrees out there. It's going up to 98. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about suicide prevention. And working in the military, Dr. Leah Hunt is going to be here with us. And we're going to be talking about suicide prevention, which is seems to be on the rise again. In fact, we've got with us, of course, is Marta McKenzie, the director of the Shasta Health and Human Services Agency here, Shasta County. And suicide, are you seeing, I hate to, I'm not going to end up on this, but suicide, is this a growing problem, or is this something that's always been here with us?
Rural parts of America have higher suicide rates than other folks in other places, and Shasta is no exception to that. And unfortunately, our rate the last few years has been about twice the state average, higher than usual.
Younger, older?
Well, usually the profile here is older, male, single, with a gun, and then a kind of sporadic, but also a little skewing towards a younger age, unfortunately. Hopelessness, sometimes terminal illness, loss of a spouse, I mean, loneliness, depression, unfortunately, a lot of explanations, I think, that aren't the same in all cases. We're trying to do more forensics around the suicide population so we can try to learn some things about mm-hmm. prevention efforts, because certainly we're interested in preventing suicide. It's a horrendous, family, you know, awful situation that leaves a lot of victims left who feel guilty and responsible for the individual suicide. So we do have some Mental Health Services Act monies. That Prop 63 millionaire tax that passed a few years ago sent some resources our way to specifically work on suicidality and suicide prevention. So we've got a task force going. They've been going for 4 years. They're working on some trainings that individuals can do if they see any signs of someone getting depressed and you know, working at taking guns away in some cases, or getting locks of them, or if a family member is showing signs of depression, certainly you don't want them near a firearm if they're of the age that might be a considered end of their life.
Well, I guess this is Marta McKenzie, and we're talking, and she is the director of Shasta County Health and Human Services. What's on your mind? You're leaving. You're retiring after 31 great long years. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
How you would like to, if you could leave with things, how you would like to see improvement.
I'd like to see the brain and the body put back together. We've had a significant separation in mental illness and drug and alcohol care from the rest of the healthcare delivery system. A lot of folks say, oh, go over there and get your mental health care. Oh, go get your drug and alcohol treatment. But in reality, mental illness and drug and alcohol and addiction issues impact a lot of the population in America. It really needs to be more mainstreamed. You need to have your body and your mind and your physician really in charge and directing the care that's holistic and includes all of the components of your well-being. And so I think we're going to see county government safety net mental health services perhaps morph under the changes in health care reform. We're not going to be able to control costs in health care unless we do a better job of addiction and mental health treatment. And so I think you're going to see those starting to come together in a more comprehensive way. One of the challenges, I think, in health care has been the parts of it have not been linked together financially. If we save money in the mental health system, it's saving money for the emergency rooms and the private hospitals. None of those resources come back to us. So we could reinvest them into helping provide more services. So there hasn't been enough linkage, I don't think, in the healthcare delivery system to really do, to have all the incentives in the right place to really control costs. Most of the costs are in very chronically ill, disabled individuals who need a lot of attention and support. But those responsibilities have been outside of the rest of the healthcare delivery system.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. What's Marta McKenzie going to do now? after
Martin
November.
McKenzie's going to take a few months off and figure that out. Do I want to do slow food and teaching people to cook, or do I want to invest some energy and resource in some of this healthcare reform challenge that's really going to be in California? How are we going to reform a system that's been kind of separated and bifurcated for a very long time? So I have interest in that as well. So who knows?
Who knows?
I get time off.
But after 31 years,
yes,
you get to do what you want for the most part.
For the most part.
For the most part. Well, we really appreciate you coming through.
Thank you, Mark.
And thank you for what you've done for our community.
Congratulations on 31
so
wonderful
much.
Years of
yeah. I mean, did you think that
service.
When you started as a dietitian?
I had no idea. I thought I'd be doing WIC for 5 years, and it ended up 15, and then I went to public health administration, public health
isn't
director.
Isn't that how life is?
I think
sudden,
so.
Did you think you were going to be a gold digger for that long?
Gee, let's clarify that.
A D. Martin gold.
Wow.
Well, it's just like being in the Marines. I mean, it's all of a sudden time just goes by.
Wow, that's
thank
really
you,
good.
Thank you for service to our community.
Thank you, Marta.
You're most welcome.
Well, that's what I was trying to draw on to. Okay, remember, tomorrow is suicide prevention. And we got a couple other surprises for you on tomorrow when we come in. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Back down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A budget clock ticking as Congress gets back to work today. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
After a long summer recess, senators and representatives now have a short time to accomplish important business, passing at least a temporary budget before September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. And then there's the fiscal cliff, which might not be resolved until the end of the year and involves big spending cuts and
the tax increases looming before us. Those all have to be done.
House Republican Whip Kevin McCarthy, who says Democrats aren't cooperating. Democrats, such as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, say the same thing about Republicans. Lisa?
Steve, August, the third month in a row that Mitt Romney raised more than $100 million. But this time, President Obama's campaign outpaced his rival, raising $114 million compared to Romney's $111 million. It's not the typical Monday for school kids in Chicago. Parents scrambling as teachers